So this is audio part three concerning the lawsuit for attempted murder, defamation, etc. For any intellectual property lawyers who might be interested in serving as credible expert witnesses against all these people who have scandalously defamed me as incompetent, even when I possess so much credibility in terms of hard IP, intellectual property assets in the form of TLD.com domain names, and also experience as a credible SaaS, software as a service developer, and legal expert who all alone hacked Microsoft legally for their most valuable IP assets, the only ones that were exposed, the thesaurus language packs, and has upgraded them legally via derivative works laws to provide highly valuable, honest, legal, and ethical IP mining tools that help people from any walk of life to make better writing and devise better brand names and find assets that are worth every bit as much as bars of gold. So anyway, back to the story. I'd survived the lethal injection in the isolation cell at Santa Rita. And it was like 15 on one combat. There were so many of them in there. My hands were cuffed behind my back. And I have to brag about it a bit, or at least tell the truth, because if I don't, people will just believe a lie. They're not heroes. They falsify the narrative with fake footage. They're scumbags who should all be fired and on universal general income. And I think they will once this story gets out about real police misconduct and the real level of fraud and corruption at places like Santa Rita and the kangaroo courts that help them exist. So anyway, I was bloody. There was a massive cut open on my head and around my eyes. I had big black eyes and blood dripping out of them from being half beat to death for asking for my legal and civil PC 851.5 rights to call my mom. And I say, oh, we're going to take him to the hospital. Let's get him sewn up. So they cuff me again, cuffs tight, throw me in the back of the police vehicle and drive me like 40 minutes or so to some hospital. More scumbags driving me. And walking through the hospital, I was trying to ask doctors there, can you please take a picture of me on your mobile phone? I want evidence of attempted murder by police before they sew me up. The level of ignorance and arrogance of the people at this hospital was unreal. The nurse literally said to me, you have no rights. She kept repeating, you have no rights. You have no rights, none at all. The scummiest, most evil people of all, telling me over and over again, you have no rights, when I was asking that someone please take a picture on their mobile phone for evidence. So none of the nurses would. None of them would get their mobile phone, even though I'd been the victim of attempted murder. And they take me into this room and insist that I get sewn up. So I say to the officer guarding me, I'll get sewn up just as soon as somebody takes evidence pictures. So this scumbag taps his little Axon camera like, no, the video camera's got it. As though I will ever, ever, ever see that video. The level of disingenuous pig. They aren't called pigs for no reason. This guy was the biggest pig criminal scumbag you can imagine, trying to force me against my will to get stitched up without evidence photos and tapping his little video camcorder as though in a billion years I could ever retrieve it and use it as video evidence. So these two kids came into the room, and I know it's not politically correct to be a bigoted homophobe, but let's just say they were gay to the core and literally smelled like they had cock on their breath. And they were getting in my face to sew me up. And I said, I'm not getting sewn up. I want my evidence pictures because I want a case for attempted murder and I don't want to get sewn up. So the cop pulls out his taser, points it directly at me and says, you are getting sewn up without evidence pictures, tapping his little Axon camera, his body cam. So I completely refuse under all circumstances, and they couldn't stitch me up without my permission. And that guy keeps threatening me with his taser at taser point to violate all my rights and force me to get stitched up against my will. So I spit on him. It was all I could do. My hands were cuffed behind my back. Within less than 1 second, he punches me as hard as he can in the face, right in my eye, with my hands cuffed behind my back, opening another massive cut. I mean a big bloody welt. That's what police are. They aren't heroes. Total and complete frauds. Trying to force me at taser point to get sewn up without evidence so they can get away with the attempted murder. So I'm bleeding even more. And they give up and take me back to Santa Rita. And it hurts. And, you know, I was bloody and I had cuts and it hurts, but I dealt with it and it healed up within a few days with some hydrocortisone cream. That's all I put on it. My cuts healed up. And it wasn't that big a problem. They might have had somebody stitch me up later inside the hospital. I don't even think I had stitches. So in the following weeks, I had meetings with my public defender, Sarah Einhorn, another total scumbag, complete defamer, and a cow. Yes, she's a cow. She's an ugly, obese cow who looks like a cattle, defaming me as mentally incompetent outrageously when she knows damn well and can look up on her mobile phone that I have well over $10 million in hard IP intellectual property assets. I gave her all my things to look up, and anybody with a brain and any sense of integrity and honesty can verify it online before defaming some, nah, he's simply crazy. Nothing to it. We'll use the full weight of the judiciary system to pump him full of toxic poisons against his will, based on scandalous defamation. That's how evil Sarah Einhorn is. So I was meeting with her and telling her about, and I had bruises on my face. She knew they'd beat me half to death. And I told her the truth that they had tried to give me a lethal injection. And she said she didn't believe me. And I told her I don't want her representing me. I can represent myself. I said emphatically 10 to 15 times, I do not want you representing me. I am not your client. I will represent myself. I have over 15 years experience as an advertising copywriter and real world credentials in making persuasive arguments. And I even have the equivalent of a testimonial from the most famous copywriter of all time, Gary Halbert, devoting a whole issue of his newsletter, which thousands and thousands of aspiring copywriters around the world read on his website, thegaryhalbertletter.com, and rave about. Indeed, as I was a ghostwriter, freelance copywriter, and the first sales piece I ever wrote was a home run about YouTube marketing way back in 2005 or 2006 with case studies showing how YouTube was going to be the wave of the future and make most forms of other video advertising obsolete. And I was 100% right. It was a prescient prediction. I didn't get paid much for the work, but I did get release of contract from my ghostwriting agreement, so I can take credit and I can point you to this. I have 15 years in advertising and copywriting, which is a much higher art in persuasion than law. And this cow, this scumbag, keeps defaming me as mentally incompetent. She knows I wasn't incompetent, but she made the conscious decision, probably based on some totally illegal pharmaceutical contract, to pump me full of junk and steal my life, my health, and my assets for her little whoring and career climbing in the Bar Association. A public defender with like a $3 stock business card is trying to defame somebody with 15 years in hardcore in the trenches marketing experience and internet marketing. She's actually trying to claim that she's of higher competence and intelligence than me and that I need her. That's how scummy, immoral, and yes, subhuman. She loses her humanity for this. And she really does have to get a lethal injection. There's no excuse for that, for Sarah Einhorn, the scumbag. And I don't care if it's a woman. I'm not that chivalrous that I'm willing to die and give up my entire life and 15,000 hours of work in software development and all the money my parents spent on me loving me so that some bitch can lie about me and pump me full of poison with her pharmaceutical contracts. So they made a phony show of letting me try to represent myself. I made what's called a Faretta motion, where they have a hearing about your competence. And it was another scumbag, kangaroo clerk, phony judge in his robes, when really, honestly, he should be in a skirt. This guy was that much of a punk. He listened to my argument for about 5 seconds. Also knew I had unbeatable, credible, pithy, .com, TLD, IP domain name assets, which he could too verify right there on his phone. And I told him multiple names as fast as I could, but he shut me down in under 15 seconds, 20 seconds, said, nope, incompetent. Have the court transcripts sealed under state seal. That's how evil these scumbags are in Alameda County. They don't even let you speak for 15 seconds. They should be hanged. They're not judges. They're complete and total frauds, bought and paid for, bribed, corrupt nothings. So, following this, they make another pretense of testing for competency. Over the course of a few months, they made me meet with like 3 psychiatrists for evaluations. And one of the guys didn't even have a name. They just called him like, Dr. Jones is going to meet with you. Some black guy in a white room. It was so scandalous, it's not even real. It's painful to even talk about how fraudulent and evil these people in the psychiatric profession are. Pretending to take notes. When again, 120 seconds to look me up on their mobile phone, see what I've written, and know without any shadow of a doubt, I'm a highly intelligent person capable of making persuasive arguments with well over 10 million and actually well over 100 million incredible IP assets in the form of .com domain names, trademarks, brand assets, artwork, and more. It's not an exaggeration. And I'll have credible intellectual property specialists who can verify this. Things like brand names are more than 50% of tech company values. Names like Twitter or names like Halo, H-A-I-L-O for the taxi hailing company, cost a fortune to get these domain name assets and are the key critical factor for success in the tech world. You can't just name your company a 50-letter domain name and spend 5 minutes and then pump $1 billion in venture capital to it without losing every penny. So they made phony evaluations and defamed me scandalously. And they probably did check on their mobile phones and look me up, but they're too stupid or whatever. They thought they would just get away with it to further their careers. Defaming somebody hardworking and honest with the best intentions and simply crazy and run for the little pharmaceutical racket. I'm going to sue all of those people involved at Napa and in the psychiatric profession for their outrageous defamation. And that stuff is not even medicine. It's just poison mislabeled with pathetic branding. The advertisers they use for their brands are subhuman compared to me by any fair and reasonable consumer comparison. To even try to insinuate that I need that crap really should get the death penalty. And that's being nice. I mean, $100 million in IP assets. Nah, he's just crazy. Give him injections at gunpoint. That's how evil the courts and how corrupt the judiciary is. So I'm gonna wrap it up for this video. I believe this is audio number 3, and I'll get to my next story in my year-long plus battle with Jimmy James Cramer, Kangaroo of Alameda County, Infernal and Inferior, who also defamed me as crazy, also violated every last law on the books, and ruled by because I said so law, not citing any penal codes or relevant precedent. I'll tell you about my fight with James Cramer, the Kangaroo, in the next audios.